see the binary neon sign up there? On top of that building?
Look on top of the building there.
What does it say in binary?
Depends. We can согласовать как
coordinate.
Yes.
I'm.
Okay. That's right. So our computer center was founded in 64. In 64. And it's not a computing center in American sense, just for computing. We have two organizations, I could say, in one, two institutions. Namely, it is properly computing center, we call it the technical part of our computing center, with computers, with engineers, with software people, and so on. And we have theoretical part. It is mostly, it could be called as an Institute of Applied Mathematics. And so our two aim, our two goal is first, computing service for all the institutes of Siberian Division, and the second is developing of some fields of mathematical physics. And in its turn, theoretical part, it is also divided into divisions, such autonomical scientific groups headed by members of at least correspondent member of Academy of Sciences. Each division or department, I don't know how better, each department represents the some main direction, main scientific direction in our computing center. So, and this direction could be seen from the title of this department. So we have such five the largest department is physics of atmosphere and ocean, headed by Akademician Marchuk, our director and simultaneously vice president of Siberian branch of Academy of Sciences. And so the main goal of this division is the weather prediction with use of computers. Of course, we have mostly mathematicians, not meteorologists, synoptics. And as it is complex problem, so we have different laboratories, different labs in this department. For example, laboratories of oceanography. Novosibirsk is one near the place which is mostly remote from the all oceans in the world. And now we organize the laboratory of oceanology. and for example, Monte Carlo method laboratory, it is satellites meteorology, to use the Sputniks for weather prediction, and statistical methods of meteorology, and so on. The second division is mechanics of continuous medium. It is a division mostly deal with aera and geyser dynamics.
Mechanics
of continuous medium, headed by academician Yanenko. The third division is mathematical problems of geology and geophysics. Mostly they have in their staff mathematicians only, but now, for example, 2 years ago, the new laboratory was organized, a laboratory of using of pattern recognition methods for discovering the minerals. That is closer to the practice. Also, this laboratory, for example, seismology, mathematical, the using of computers for processing the results of seismology, and so on. The fourth division is mathematical, the division of mathematical physics. You know, it is miscellaneous in some sense. All that wasn't in the first three divisions are now in this fourth division, from the mathematical physics problems. For example, the problems of modeling catalytic processes, catalytic processes. And for example, the problems of laser physics, some self-focusing of lasers, rays or beams, and elasticity problems, elasticity problems, and that's all.
Who is in the third division?
The head of the there is no head of this. It is division, as it is miscellaneous. It's no main direction. So it is headed by director of the marching. It is not headed the control of this division, scientific control of this division is made by director of computer science.
That's mathematical physics.
Mathematical physics. No, it is just title.
The first one was Marchuk, the second one is Yanenko.
The second Yanenko. The third Lavrentiev Junior. Lavrentiev Junior. And the fourth has no, now at least has no. Has no head in proper sense. And the fifth division is a little apart, because it isn't in mathematical physics, but it is in software, it's in division of informatics. The main problems is the construction of theory, the universal software systems. So this division is head by Professor Yershov, and has five laboratories. The Laboratory of Theoretical Programming, headed by Yershov himself. It has now a small group. Only 2 months ago, this group was organized of, we call them experimental programming, but it is rather artificial intelligence, some artificial intelligence projects for working robots. Yes.
Yeah. As far as I understand, the informatics now is used in the sense of scientific retrieval. Or is you mean informatics theory, information theory?
No. You see that the problem was that
informatica. Слово информатика в другом.
Yes, I see, yes. You know, that we have changed our structure 2 or 3 years ago. And this division was organized from the smallest laboratories, independent laboratories. And there was a question of typo for this department. The first proposition was cybernetics, but it is too wide, especially in Soviet sense, if you use the cybernetic as in Soviet Union, no? And from the other side, there was the other terms was too narrow. For example, software is too narrow because there are some problems. So we use the French manner of using this word. For example, the Frenchmen have the Ministère pour l'informatique. They have Institut de recherche pour l'informatique. So we use this in French sense, informatique, just mainly for software. So the first liberty I have told that theoretical programming. The second is software systems, mostly compilers and operational systems. In these two first laboratories, for example, the Alpha language was developed, now the most popular in computing center in Siberia and for some types of computers in Soviet Union. It is extension of Algol 60. It was developed in the early 60s, but I know that last year the description of this compiler was published by in United States by Academic Press publishing house, and we had the last year we had some experiments on to compare the quality of programs obtained after the Alpha compiler and after the standard IBM compilers, and after other Soviet compilers. And it is the most best compiler from the point of view the quality of program. It is optimized, the compiler of the system is oriented on the optimization of programs. So we receive the programs more shortly, for example, than other compilers Soviet. For some problems, the attitude is 1 to 25. In the middle, 1 to 5. This comparison is IBM Algol standard compiler, 1 to 2. The speed of program is small. But the time of translation is big enough.
What do you say in the second?
Sorry?
Who is saying the second laboratory? The first one is...
Yes, Dr. Patosin. Dr. Patosin. And the such languages as Epsilon, popular enough for between the software programmers for construction of the compilers. And, for example, yes, it is.
I know. Right. Good little probe.
And operational system for time sharing system IS0, which was developed in our computer center. One of the terminals here, for example, was also made in this two laboratories. The theoretical part, theoretical laboratory mainly deal with such problems of theoretical programming as schematology, problems of complexity of calculation, theory of algorithms, parallel programming, and so on. And the next laboratory is of software system for management, for management of factories. Or we call that economical software systems. And economical, not economy, sorry, economy. And the next is laboratory of information retrieval for laboratory of information retrieval systems. They have made, for example, in cooperation with Institute of Organic Chemistry, a system for searching for identification of chemical elements, substances. For example, if you receive the some chemical substance, organic chemical substance stuff, you want to know if it is new or it is catalog. And this, it is interactive system, machine computer, man-machine system, and permits, for example, if without computer, it is necessary approximately 6 months for identification, because this library of chemical, organic chemistry, chemical substances is very big. So this use of computer, the time could be, for example, 2 days. And
who's heading the laboratory?
As Professor Drobyshev. Professor Drobyshev. This project was rewarded by a gold medal in national exhibition in Moscow. And
so they work also on airline reservation systems and things of this kind?
No. They mostly and now they cooperate with Institute of Organic Chemistry and other chemical institutes. They specialize on chemistry, for information systems for chemistry. And the last laboratory is a small enough group. It is automatization of algorithms. We call also such problems as package of applied problems. So the problem is that you this system is a specialized compiler and large archives of standard programs for this field. For example, they mostly deal with electronic devices, for electronic tubes, tube devices. So there are many programs, standard programs now for different calculations in this field. And they organize the archive. They have input language, and this language is used not in non-algorithmic way. So you are writing not the algorithms for solving the problem, but put the tasks, put the problem, and the compiler himself try to find the way of how to solve this problem. Find for standard algorithms if they are. If they are not, it communicate to the user. So it is such a system when the user use no algorithm but put the directly problem. So that's all about informatics.
Who is the head of that?
Dr. Ильин. Ильин. It's difficult to just
try it on. Maybe
Sash.
In Russian it is.
Automatic programming will fall into that category, right?
Automatic programming. I don't know exactly, but we use automatization of programming. That is for compilers, but it is automatization of algorithms. So when the translation is not from the algorithmic language into a machine code, but from the task, from the problem, to the algorithms.
But automatic programming is closer, right?
Yes.
Well, that's automatic programming in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Or 1 year.
Maybe, yes. Also, we used in Soviet Union, we used for module systems for such. But you know this module system is now is very used in different sense, so it is different.
What about graphics?
Yes, we have. I forget that we have, but from the organizing such point of view in division of mathematical physics, the laboratory of graphics information, and. The head of this laboratory is specialist in linear algebra and interpolation and so on. So mostly his aspirants, the such main part of this group are mathematicians also. They investigate different methods of interpolation and so on. But they also have a group of software programmers now. And for example, they have bought the Benson French equipment for graphics. And but we have bought only hardware because of course. And we developed our own software, base software for this. And now we have, for the same cost, we have sold this software to this firm, Benson, as a standard software for this their plotters. So we have such group, and we will see our equipment, our maybe algorithms. And concerning the technical part, our strategy in using of computer is such that we try to use old equipment as long as possible, and after that we are making such rapid, fast changes. For example, first such change was approximately in 65. I have told that computing center was organized in 64, but before we were as a department in Institute of Mathematics. And now we are, in this year, we are trying to make another step. Now, for example, we had,
two such computers, M220. The last year we had three, but now we have sold one of these computers, and now only two. And we have Minsk 22. All of these computers are old enough, they are out of production. And these two computers, Minsk 22, is used as monitor computer in time-sharing system ICE. Automatic information station, ICE-0. So, in this year, to the end of this year, I suppose maybe in the summer, we passed all these systems, ICE, to the university.
The university here?
Yes, here. So, to give place for other computers, we will receive. Because these computers are big enough, and we mostly are working with the Besson 6 computer. We have now two computers of Besson 6, and the third computer now is in installation. There's a finishing of installation. Such experimental exploitation. So we have in the next few days we will have three Besson 6. This computer mostly used by all users. M220 is used mostly for translation. I have told about alpha compiler. So it's made in such a way the translation from the alpha could be directly made through the Besson 6 by Besson 6 variant of compiler. Or could be made and mostly used from the economical point of view. The combination is made by this computer and through the channel into the mesh code, mesh range of Besson 6. And through the channel problem is going to the Besson 6. It is most popular variant because translation is long enough and the time of Besson 6 is approximately 6. The pay for 1 hour is
six times more, so the Bessel 6 is then 4.
Are those two computers connected to a multiplex channel?
Yes. Connected by a multiplex channel. Yes. And Bessel 6 is 1 million operations per second, 64K memory, each word 48 bits available for programmer, but 50 in computer, 2 bits for console. And also, every computer has 11 runs. Every run is 32 very limited, or 32 or 64. And 20 disks. And more than 20 tapes.
Did you say 20 or 12 tapes?
How large are the
discs? They are standard discs. They are 6 million bits. The standard discs are compatible with IBM discs also.
23.
I don't know. We will see. So, let us for configuration. Also, Bessel 6, this project was made in our computer assembly in the technical part mostly. They have some groups of engineers for small projects. Bessel 6 is connected by channel. This 20 terminal computers, like N220, Minsk, 22, Minsk, 32, and so on, Unifacker and so on. These computers are installed in the other institutes of civilian and but it isn't time sharing dialogue for conversational, it is remote batch processing only. So I have told that in this year we throw out this system. This is necessary because too many algorithms. And up there is possible post compilers for different computers. But we are oriented for the maybe now, at least for the this Vienna's series. But maybe there will be changes. I don't know.
That's the Vienna definition language that it goes to.
Can you say Marciu? Okay, director, Marciu.
Marciu?
McCluskey.
Здравствуйте.
Садитесь там, наверное, тогда с тобой. Я рассказал, в общем, в целом про
Россию.
Ну, немножко не рассказал о международных наших связях. А может быть, вы о советском отделении или о каких-то особых
задачах? Хорошо, немножко скажу. Excuse me, the same time in downstairs we spent some national symposium. And there are a number of very interesting reports connected with spline approximations and different very new problems in computing mathematics. I hope that our scientific secretary, Dr. Kotov, introduced to you with our activities, and my pleasure to continue your introduction. Maybe some in a little more bright area connected with the activity cyber invention Academy of Science, not only scientific, our computing center. There are 22 institutes now in Novosibirsk. In total, we have 15,000 researchers here, fellow researchers, and 3,000 PhD, 3,000 PhD, 300 and a half, we have full professors here in 22 institutes. 22 institutes, the same we have in the different scientific center in Siberia. Half and half.
One quick question.
Yes, of course.
15,000 researchers, whom do you include there? Do you include non-academic personnel also?
Oh, yes, yes.
Everybody.
No? Everybody who belong to Academy of Science, Siberian Bench.
Non-academic staff also?
No, of course. Of course. There are 22 institutes which belong to Academy of Science, Siberian branch. Our system, scientific system, very different from the system in the United States, for example, because our Academy of Science is a very powerful and state organization. There are many institutes in our country which belong to Academy of Science. In the Siberian branch Academy of Science, there are 44 research institutes which belong to Presidium Academy of Science Siberian branch, you see? And 22 from this we have in Novosibirsk. 22 in different scientific centers of Siberia, you see? And we have 15,000 staff. The collaborators belong to Academy of Science, Siberian branch only. In Novosibirsk, there are many research institutes which belong to ministry, different industrial, education, so on. I did not include this.
But do you include workers, technicians?
We only research. Only researchers.
Yes, but technicians.
Technicians.
Man
who Of course.
Not secretaries,
not people. No.
Technical
exclude the service. Yes. Yes.
Who's the scientific secretary?
That's right. and directors of the institutes too.
50% of directors.
Yes. There are 70 members Academy of Science here. It is 15% from the total member staff Academy of Science.
Academician
and correspondent members, yes.
In the Siberian branch?
In the Siberian branch, we have 15% staff of Academy of Science, our country. 15%, you see, 15. 20 full academician and 15, 22 academicians and approximately 50, about 50 correspondent members, Academy of Science.
And how many women?
Women?
One.
I am sorry, unfortunately, only one correspondent member, academician now yet, because it is Zaslavskaya economy. In economy, Zaslavsky Institute of Economy.
Are you not Kochina?
Kochina was, but she is retiring age now, and he left two years ago to Moscow. Yes, maybe 72-73 years. It is enough old. Yes, for the activities in science. Well, we have. There are many problems in cyber and branch academic science where we have very good activities, our opinion. It is mathematics. We have very good number of the school in mathematics. Academician Lavrentiev, he was vice president International Union of Mathematics during 7-8 years. Academician Sobolev, correspondent member Academy of Science, Lepunov, Ovsyannikov, many maybe five, six, yes, academician Yanienkovich is a senior fellow here, one head of the one big department, and others. It is mathematics. It is a general instrument for the solution many problems in different sciences. Because mathematical modeling now it is the most important problem for the all of the sciences. And another branch very important for us it is physics. Academician Butker is head of the institute, director is Institute of Nuclear Physics here. There are number of the institute except nuclear physics. It is Semiconductors Institute, Institute Automatic Electrometry, Institute Kinetic in Bern, and so on. We have five Institute of Chemistry, organic, non-organic, Institute of Catalysis, Chemistry and Born, Kinetic and Born, and Institute, what else? No, four, only four. Institute which belong to this area. There is in our scientific center and Institute of Geology and Geophysics, Institute of Economy, very important institute, the director is correspondent member of Academy of Science, Agan Began.
Kantarovich no longer here.
Kantarovich was here, but 2 years ago, academician Kirillin invited him to go to Moscow and State Committee of Science and Technology, and he left 2 years for 2 or 3 years. Maybe he in 1 or 2 years came back. Well, Institute of Philosophy, History, Languages, Academician Akladnikov is the director of the institute. It's a very interesting institute because the archaeology museum in this institute is the best in our country. We have very close communication, one another institute, another, our general spirit is the integration of the different science because very big results now appeared usually in the interaction one science and another. We have many applications as a fundamental part of science and technology. We have 20 million rubles a year. It is the support from industry is connected with communication, with research application applied problems. Except Siberian, except Novosibirsk, where we have enough good system, research system of science and education, there are five, maybe six different new scientific centers in the Siberia. First of all, it is Irkutsk scientific centers. Yakutsk, it is north, in the northwest part our side in Siberia. Ulan-Ude in Buryatia, near the Baikal. The Krasnoyarsk, Tomsk, and Tumen. We have many contact with the local government in the region, in different region of Siberian, and we organized number of the very useful institute for the very attentive considerations the local problems in economy and geology, geophysics, and the computing centers and so on. We think that our Siberian problems in the development of science and technology now in good enough, and we have scientific council here, presidium, Academy of Science, number of the general joint commission, which considered and usually are considering now very, very important problem for the economy, for the development of the fundamental part science and applications. We have very good, for our opinion, of course, in our opinion, proportion between the research, the fundamental part, science and application. I think that we have 70% our budget, which belongs to, which supported by the, for the fundamental research, and 30, and maybe from 30 to 40% it is applications, for the application. It is very good comparison for us, and I think that it is very important, because there are direct and inverse communication between fundamental part and application, of course. Impossible to organize a scientific center in the Academy of Science only for the fundamental research, because fundamental, new fundamental branches appeared immediately by the interaction with big big industry. It is my short introduction about our Siberian life in generally. If you have some question, maybe best the way to have a free conversation.
What do you consider to be the most important areas to be developed within computer science within the next few years? What are the most important directions?
I think that mathematical modeling and software, two biggest problems. Mathematical modeling, it is the general way for the all of the sciences. And we think that, my personal opinion, that only by the mathematical modeling necessary to increase very speed the progress in the science in general. It is first position. And the second, it is software for the computers. Now there are many kind of the biggest computers in our country, in the world generally, but the very difficult problem, it is a software, because software, it is the intellectual sources for the very convenient resolution and solution practical problems, and we have to organize the special structure of software in different branch of sciences and technology, and we have to send this big software, very convenient for the engineers, for the customer. It is our general problem.
What about problem. Artificial intelligence?
Oh, artificial intelligence, it is now in our country, in the world, very, very interesting, very important problems, because there are many problems which have to solve with very close contact with artificial intelligence. And first of all, it is the problem identification. It is impossible to solve without this branch of science. Identification, pattern recognition, yes. Construction, the automat systems, which we have not enough information about the behavior information.